This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. I'm Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we continue to study the Word of God, the Bible. I want to speak to you today about something that I think is so important. Our focus, love. Now I want to read to you from John's Gospel, chapter 13, and just these two verses, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Our focus is love. The greatest, the most powerful thing the church, of which you and I are part, can demonstrate to the world is love. When an evangelist was asked, a young lady, what one thing he said the night in the meeting of evangelism had helped her to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. The young lady reflected, get this, I don't remember one thing you said. It was a telephone call this afternoon from my parents to say they loved me. They were praying for me and they cared about me. When I realized how much they loved me in spite of the way I had treated them in recent times, I said to myself, there must be something being a Christian. There must be something being a Christian. John 13:35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The power of love. Listen, we live in a world torn by hatred, world torn by strife, a torn that is ravished by hunger, by poverty, things that are going on in our world, torn by racism in the world. And Jesus says to us, love each other. Love with the same measure of love that I have loved you. When the church begins, that's you and I, we begin to do this, the world will take notice of us. The world will see us demonstrate the love of God, not merely talking about it, but Jesus moves us from not only loving one another to loving our neighbor. And Jesus says to us in Matthew 22, but you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because here is where lots of Christians have a problem. They don't love themselves. You got that this morning? A lot of Christians don't love themselves. And this is why relationships go wrong. How can you go through life being at war against yourself? You keep on saying to yourself, I'm slow. Yes, and I'm blonde. I'm short. I'm fat. I'm ugly. And yes, I feel dumb sometimes. And people focus on their weaknesses, not realizing this negative introspection is a root cause of many of their difficulties in their life. That is why they can't get along in relationships, because they're focusing on themselves. What I used to say is looking at your navel, looking at yourself. They are insecure. They don't enjoy life. They are not people at peace with who they are. Let me ask you the question this morning. Are you at peace with yourself? Have you accepted you, warts and all? Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. To love others, you must love yourself first. You can't love others if you can't love yourself. We need to get beyond ourselves. You must have a healthy respect for who you are. If you don't accept your faults, you will never be able to love other people properly. You cannot give to others what you don't have yourself. You can't love others if you don't love you. Please hear me this morning. We all of us, myself included, we all have faults. We are not all like they have made in Hollywood out to be. Everybody that we've seen or people have looked at pictures of Hollywood, the stars, they seem to stand out because, you see, everybody is perfect. And that is why we today have surgery. We want to lift our chins and take the wrinkles away, and we have Botox and we have every other thing. Because, you see, we copy what Hollywood has said to us. They show people as perfect people. I want to say to you this morning, won't you please stop that? Be negative towards yourself. Stop criticizing yourself. Remember, you are God's ultimate creation. God made you in His own image. God has set His love upon you. God has created you because you are unique. I keep on telling people all the time, look at your thumb. No person has the thumbprint you have. That is why they take for IDs in South Africa. They take our thumbprints because nobody else has the thumbprint that you have. It's like two snowflakes are not alike. So your thumbprint isn't like anybody else's. So look to this morning hard and long at your thumb. Look at it and say to yourself, I'm unique, I'm special. Then kiss your thumb and say, I am God's perfect creation. Love yourself works. Because, my friend, you've got to love yourself warts and all, I've said already. Otherwise, we'll never be able to love our world. We live in a world today that is performance-orientated, so that people feel, I must perform to be worth anything in life. I must perform. I must show something that maybe I'm not even, but I copy others. And so we never see the real you. Can I say this to all this morning, especially parents? Don't allow your children to become performance orientated and driven. You see, if I do really well in school at academics, if I make the first team in sport, if I achieve all the goals, then my parents will love me more. Yes, I'll get bigger presents. They will love me more. Please, let's stop this for God's sake. Let's stop doing this to our children. We need to love our children because they are our children and they've got faults and they've got defects. We believe that all our children are not ducks, but they all are swans. We all believe that. And let me tell you, not every child is the same. Not every child can be treated exactly the same. And we need to understand that. Otherwise, we're going to drive our children, always going for more. I'm not saying we mustn't say to them they need to study. They need to work hard at school. I'm not saying that this morning. But we will love our children, whether they come first or they come 10th in class. Whether they are the sportsmen or women of the year in the school, whether they're in the first team or in the last team, it doesn't matter. It's allowing them to play the game. to play with others, to see as a team worker what they can achieve, whether they're on the list of the team or not. I want to say to you this morning, love them for themselves. Not all our children are geniuses. Do you get that? They're not all geniuses. Not all will reach the Springbok team, men and women. They are average, a lot of them. And you know what? Even when you average, you can achieve the goals you set for yourselves. But do not allow. I've seen it in life, and I've been around a little bit of time. I've been in the ministry going in for 43 years, and I've seen how children have been pushed and children have been made to do things, to achieve things, because their parents want to live their lives through their children. Can I say this to you this morning? Love your children unconditionally. So many adults are messed up because of their experiences. If you achieve, if you get the bigger present, yes, you've got it, then I'm loved more. I shall be loved more by my parents. And when you do not get it, well, then I'm disappointed. I didn't reach the goal. I didn't achieve it. So I'm inferior to others. Our love to our children must be unconditional. Why have I said these things? If we don't deal with this, we ourselves will not be able to love one another. We will have the wrong expectations about one another. We'll even have wrong expectations even in the church. The world is still waiting to see a demonstration through our lives, through your life, through my life, of the love of God. The Bible tells me one thing. The Bible says God is love. God doesn't change in his love because God is love. God didn't wake up this morning and say to himself, I've got a headache. I'm not sure I'm going to love some people today. And some people I will love, but others I won't. God doesn't do that. God's love towards us is unconditional. And some of you need to understand that. Because some of you have grown up with maybe parents saying to you, you haven't achieved, you haven't done this, you haven't. We grow up believing God is exactly the same. I want to tell you this morning, our God is not the God of the swivel chair. He doesn't turn his back on us. God loves us unconditionally. You know, they say to us, the world, if you're a Christian, then you must expect things to happen in your life. But I want to tell you, when I listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I've grown up with a different expectation in my heart. Because you see, my friends, this morning, I want to tell you that when we live by 1 Corinthians 13, and I want to make it clear to you, 1 Corinthians tells us about love. This is what we are to be like, each other and to our world. We are to love people. What does 1 Corinthians 13 say to us this morning? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own way, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. There you are. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But that which is perfect has come. Then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, and then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Have you got that? The greatest of these is love. Jesus gives us two commands. Go into all the world. Tells us, preach the gospel. We preach the gospel because people need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other command is to love one another. You get that? That's the new covenant teaching. The new covenant teaching says we believe in Jesus. You confess with your mouth. You believe in your heart. Jesus Christ is the Lord. You're saved. You're saved. There it is. We go and preach the gospel to get people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we tell them to love one another. This language of love is something that can be understood by all peoples of all races. It matters not your background. Love is universal. Everybody wants to be loved. You got that? Everybody wants to be loved. The story of the Salvation Army general who came to South Africa many years ago. And I was a young pastor then, and I was asked on behalf of my church to go and represent the church at a reception in the city hall for the Salvation Army general and his wife, General Clarence and Janet Wiseman. They came to South Africa. And he spoke to us about how they were working in different parts of Africa, how they had tried to help people with food, how they had raised orphanages to look after many children whose parents had been killed as a result of war. And you know, he told us one story that has stood out for me all the years. And this is the story. He told the story of his wife going and himself going through one of the orphanages. It was in the afternoon after lunch. And they said to both of them, the children are taking their afternoon sleep, so they might not be awake. And they walked from one place to another, and they saw all the little children sleeping. But his wife, Janet, being a mother, noticed that one little boy had kicked his blanket off himself onto the floor while he was sleeping. And she, being a mother, she went and she picked it up, and she put it over him, and she kissed him on the cheek. And suddenly she heard another little boy say, "Miss, won't you kiss me too?" And she went over and she kissed the little boy on his cheek. You see, I've said that already today. Love lifts. Love energizes. Love forgives. Love has potential to help others. And love, I want to tell you, covers a multitude of sins. We need to understand that very, very clearly. And Jesus tells us that we are, by this shall all men know you my disciples. That story of General Clarence and Janet Wiseman has touched me for years in what he spoke about the love of God towards children, the love of God in feeding the needy, the love of God being demonstrated to people. That's what people need to see. We don't have to wear crosses to tell people we are Christians. We don't have to be part of something that we're always talking about. No, my friends, we don't have to wear a logo. We don't have to wear a car, put a sticker on our car to tell people we are Christians. It's when we love each other, we genuinely care about each other, the world will sit up and the world will take notice of us. They will take notice of us because we love each other. And that is what's going to matter in the very end. Do we really love each other? I want to read from 1 John, 1 John chapter 4, and I read from verse 20 and 21. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen. How can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. You got that this morning? We must love our brother also. That's an imperative. We must love others. If we're going to take this gospel to the world needs to see a demonstration of the love of God in your life and in my life. That's why we need to focus upon love. And then I want to read to you, as we bring this to a close this morning, I want to read to you from Romans chapter 5, and this is what Romans chapter 5 tells me. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. These are the words that we read. It says here, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit has been given to us. You see, when we come to Jesus, and Jesus comes to live inside of us. He comes to live inside by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit in our life. And the fruit of the Spirit is love. And out of love comes everything else. We cannot love until the Holy Spirit brings God's love into our hearts. Through the Holy Spirit. Because God is love. The Bible tells me God is love. 1 John 4, God is love. And the Bible tells me also in Galatians, and we read this in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Galatians 5, verse 22. These are the words we read. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against there is no such law. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And you and I as Christians are called by God to our love revolution. 2026 stands before us. Let's have a love revolution to demonstrate God's love to a lost world, because we are ready to love each other as Jesus. Not fake. It's to be genuine. It's the love of God that's been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Love for souls, love for the lost, love for the sinner, love for yourself, love for the local church. That's the revolution we're going to call people to in 2026. We need to be loving each other. We need to make a difference in our world, because God is love, and I'm a child, I'm a son and a daughter of the Most High God. I'm going to start loving people as well. I pray this morning you have heard what I've said. Our focus, love for 2026. We're going to make a difference in our world through the power of the Holy Spirit, of the indwelling Christ. As we begin to love people, we love ourselves, we love people. I pray God bless you in 2026 and help you as you live for Him each day. Let us pray together. Father, bless people this morning. Guide them this morning. May love be the theme of our lives in 2026. May love bring change into our lives, into other people's lives, as we go about loving people, not criticizing, condemning, but loving people. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. Bless each person today. Guide them, direct them by Your Spirit in 2026. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like to get in contact with a counselor to help you, 021-180-5744, Radio K Pulpit, 021-180-5744. So please do take note of that, or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, from a Monday to a Thursday at 021-552-4096, 021-552-4096, Monday to Thursday between 9 and 12 noon. God bless you. Have a super day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.